Thank you very much, Margaret. Today's paper, Thursday, carries news of a large residential development in the city centre at Westwick Street. After that, our last set of news continues with some fitness items as a new running route opens in Eaton Park. Then a club for a sport we've never heard of, Murder Ball, is to open. Following on from that, there are a few odds and ends of news which we hope you will find of interest.
What was once a crucial hub in Norwich's telephone network is set to be turned into more than 40 flats after councillors approved the scheme. Plans were lodged with Norwich City Council back in March to demolish the 1950s-built building in Westwick Street, previously BT's telephone repeater station. The idea was to demolish the building and replace it with 42 new flats. LSI Architects, based in Cattlemarket Street, came up with proposals for those apartments in two L-shaped blocks, one of five stories and one of four. The apartments would be one and two bedroom flats. The bid was previously welcomed by Civic Watchdog, the Norwich Society at the time, who said the plans were imaginative. However, there were some reservations from residents, and during the consultation one person said, "I feel the development is overbearing and out of context for the area and would leave a feeling of claustrophobia and enclosure for the current residents." But the City Council Planning Committee approved the build, a move welcomed by Mark Kelly, Disposals and Development Director at Telereal Trillium, which owns the building. He said the proposal sought to replace the existing building with a high-quality residential development that is respectful of the conservation area and draws upon the historic character of this part of the city. "We're delighted the scheme has been given the green light and look forward to progressing the development."
A new way-marked running route has opened in Eaton Park. The free one-mile route has arrows on oak posts around the Norwich Park's tree-lined avenues. Friends of Eaton Park had the idea for the new facility, raised the funds and partnered with Norwich City Council and Active Norfolk to make it happen. Chairman of the Friends, Helen Mitchell, said, "Eaton Park was originally built as a sports park, and today running has become one of the most popular activities here. We wanted to add a new dimension to the park and help inspire even more people to get running. The route can be used by runners, walkers or pushers. It's easy to follow, uses level hard pathways and has benches if people need a rest. A notice board beside the children's play area will have a map of the route to mark the start and finish and serves as an information point for running events and courses. As well as the numerous health benefits that come from regular walks or runs, the route is also a great start for anyone who would like to try park run at the weekend."
As another Golden Paralympics stays fresh in the memory, Murder Ball players in Norfolk are setting up the first dedicated club in the county. Without a local club, the county's players have to travel to Woodbridge in Suffolk, and with the help of Norfolk Rugby Football Union, a group of players wants to raise £34,000 to pay for wheelchairs and equipment closer to home. Boosted by £10,000 from Sports England and £6,000 of fundraising, the Norfolk Knights are aiming to fund eight chairs at £2,400 each, as well as additional costs in setting up the club. Darren Wiles, who was a victim of a motorcycle accident 2 years ago, is spearheading the effort. "One ambition of ours is to get a trailer where we can transport the wheelchairs and take them to schools and colleges around Norfolk to increase disability awareness. There is nothing more levelling than going out there and seeing what it is like for people. With the help of Great British Wheelchair Rugby, the club has been holding taster sessions. The next is on November the 12th at Eastern College. Mr. Wiles is encouraging people to join because he has enjoyed so many benefits from the sport. This has helped massively to keep me fit and it gives you a real sense of well-being. I'm medically retired now, but I run this club and I couldn't believe I never had time to do things like this before my accident when I was working. Wheelchair rugby is accessible to all because of a points system ensuring each team has an even balance of players and abilities.
A high-profile multi-million pound academy could be taken over by a new organisation after it was set to be branded a coasting school. City Academy Norwich's provisional GCSE results from this summer, if confirmed, will see it fall into the new category, which could trigger outside intervention. The government announced the new class of schools last year, which is based on exam results over three consecutive years, starting in 2014. City Academy's likely fate emerged after the government revealed the coasting criteria it would apply to 2016 results. A score below 0.25 on its new Progress 8 measure, which aims to show how much progress pupils made since leaving primary school. The government said the school's provisional score of minus 0.52 was well below average and put it among the very worst in Norfolk. It had already met the coasting criteria for 2014 and 2015. A spokesman for City Academy Norwich said, "Single performance measures and classifications such as the term coasting do not reflect the complex reality of our school and the huge amount of work we do to meet students' needs, raise aspirations, and support progression to further education and employment."
The Norwich Bridge has been opened in Germany, and all because two scouts who wanted to join our coronation celebration were welcomed with open arms by city scouts more than 60 years ago. The bridge and a plaque set into a rock are illustrations that the relationship between Norwich Scouts and the Scouts of Hohenlimburg near Dortmund lives on and is being passed from one generation to the next. Norwich Lord Mayor Marion Maxwell and representatives of the First Norwich Sea Scout Group attended the ceremonies in Germany. The First Norwich Scouts and Sea Scouts, based at new headquarters in Old Lakenham, were formed in 1908. They lost members in both world wars, but by the time of the coronation of the Queen in 1953, times were changing, and two 17-year-old German scouts, Gustav Steffen and Hans Glock, decided they wanted to join the celebrations. They ended up in Norwich and forged links with the First Norwich Scouts, which continue to this day. Following that visit, hundreds of scouts from Germany and Norwich have visited each other over the years, and many lifelong friendships have been formed. To have a bridge named after Norwich is really quite amazing. "What an honour," said leading member of the First Norwich Scouts, Jane Stafford.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you enjoyed it. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that you do not have to pay any postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. You can always leave a message on our answer phone, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two were Pauline Goldsworthy
and Chris Gillam.
So now we'll say goodbye for this week.